Welcome to another episode of the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I am your host, Jeff Malice Etienne.
And Nikki Bunn's in the house.
And today we are going to talk about, what is that we're talking about again?
We are talking about relationships. And those in a relationship who tend to overlook some red flags. You know, it may start off as some yellow flags at first, and then throughout the relationship, it could possibly end the relationship if they don't take care of it.
Yeah, it's what you let slide early will sink the relationship later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'll let you start this off. Like, what is your, like, yellow flags that you say can later on turn into red flags, or like, you know, speak about, you know, some experiences that you've had?
Yeah. So I've spoken to a few people before the podcast just to see if anybody else had some things to say that could have been different from, you know, myself. And one person definitely mentioned to me that the biggest red flag that they encountered was a lesson that you cannot be loved by someone if they're not loving themselves. I mean, that's kind of obvious, but that's a lesson they said they learned in a relationship recently. So,
how old is this person?
I'm sorry?
How old is this person?
In his 40s.
If you're in your 40s and you're just now learning.
That's what he gave for information, so I'm going to take it.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, that's cool.
You know, I can agree with it, but, you know.
I agree with the, if you don't love yourself.
Right?
Yeah, but if you're 40 years old and you said you're just now learning now, I'm like, yeah. Where have you been?
Where have you been? Maybe he's never experienced that like that. You know? I don't know. I don't know where he was going with it. Maybe it was just too vague of an answer for him. So, another few people that I spoke to, one mentioned communication, you know, that sometimes they feel like, oh, okay, you know, you don't want to talk about it. And then they may linger a little bit. Then you guys never really talk about it. And then one person convinces you that maybe it's really not that big of a deal, so you don't talk about it. But then later on in a relationship, it might happen again. And then you want to talk about it, and that person still doesn't want to talk about it. Then I would see that as, you know.
That's definitely like
a reason to end a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have, I think personally, everything should be talked about in a relationship. At the same time, though, I know I've been guilty in the past of, you know, like not talking about certain things. That was only, you know, going off of, you know, me being afraid, like, okay, she's going to judge me or she's going to leave me or break up with me, you know, or if it's like early on and me liking a woman, I'm like, okay, you know, I really like her. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
If I tell her this or that, she's just going to
run
head for the hills, and you know, and I don't want that. So sometimes men will think, well,
they're protecting the relationship,
but also they look at it like, I'll definitely talk to her about it, but I'm gonna talk to her about it later on into the relationship. Because you kind of look at it like, yo, listen, once you fall in love.
So basically they're just protecting themselves from losing the relationship, because in their head, they can't get it until they open up later on about it.
Because if you open up later on about it, and you know, and this is conversations that I've had with men in the past, they look at it like, okay, I've been in a relationship with this woman 6-8 months. She's now, you know, they're saying, you know, they love each other. She's in love.
Accept it a little bit more.
Yes.
It will be less of a blow.
Yes, exactly. And there is truth to that, though.
I guess it depends on what it is, because you do want to protect yourself. And a lot of people do have, you know, fear of rejection. And I mean, I think we all do.
No, we definitely, you know, all do.
I don't think anyone likes to be rejected.
So I do, you know, well, communication to me is like number one.
Mm-hmm.
Everything should be talked about. And just
how far back into the past do you really want to go?
Honestly, I don't. The only time you're going to go, I say go far back into the past, mm-hmm. is if it's detrimental to the relationship you're in now.
So traumatic events that could potentially lead to a trigger happening.
That, yep, that's one. Okay. And the other, like, for instance, I had to, you know, being in a relationship, you know what I mean? I had to tell, you know, tell my girlfriend, like, hey, listen, you know, I wasn't such a good guy in the past, mm-hmm. you know, like everything that I, you
encountered these people saying these things.
Exactly. Everything that I was like, yo, listen, yeah. Everything that I went through, like, I went through a lot of, like, traumatic experiences, you know, through, like, you know, abuse, all that stuff. And then on top of that, having all these debts, especially when I lost my father.
Yeah. And it started to go, it was like the next person and the next person and then friends and distant family. I remember kind of going through.
Yeah. So I had to tell her, like, yo, listen, I wasn't such a good guy. I wasn't, you know, I take, you know, ownership to that. You know, I take full responsibility for it. I'm like, but they're still holding it against me.
Yeah.
So you may encounter, you know, these women, because they now see me happy and they're like, oh, no.
That just made me think of the whole Chris Brown and Ruffles debacle.
What?
When he was invited to play with the NBA players and some rappers and some musicians, other people, like, getting together and playing basketball. You know how they do that every month, every year? With the basketball players, mm-hmm. they play like an all-star kind of thing. So I guess he was invited. And then after his management team gave the people all the information in the NBA, what they needed, what they requested from him. Later on, right before, I guess, the events were due to happen, they said that they had to back out because Ruffles was their sponsor or something. And
oh, Ruffles, the chick.
Ruffles, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the name of a chick or something. No. I'm like, is a chick named Ruffles? Like Chris Brown.
There's no woman in this planet.
Chris Brown, it's for off. Okay, so Ruffles was the, like, sponsor for the game. And then what did he do to Ruffles?
We didn't do anything to Ruffles. I guess they have a thing against men who abuse women. And that's, you know what I mean? Like,
we're about to go off. Okay, we're about to go off track a little bit. You know what I mean? We'll circle back around to this. Would you consider Chris Brown a man who abuses women? Or do you look at it like,
how many times did he abuse women? So if it wasn't Rihanna,
women just,
not only Rihanna, but other, if there's other women, I wouldn't consider that.
But it hasn't been other women. That's the thing.
He's been with many other
women. He's been with many other women, but I'm saying no other woman has come forward and said, oh, he abused me.
So we will never know. Honestly, we would never know.
So with that being said, then that he's not an abuser. He did
because
abuse
Rihanna.
Because
why are you guilty before, you know, you're found guilty? When you should be innocent before you're found guilty. It's
exactly.
Guilty before you're found guilty.
That's like, you know, that's like saying, you know, like, is Jeff a thief? And you're like, okay, well, we know of one instance that Jeff stole something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He may have been from, like, the supermarket and he took a piece of gum. Kids do.
Yeah, it could be any of that. That's one. And then the other thing is, it's like, okay, we just know that instance. Yeah. Well, there could be other instances that we just don't know about. Well, then that makes him innocent. And that does not make him a thief. A thief is somebody who on consistent. More than one occasion consistently is stealing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? An abuser.
I agree with that. I definitely
is somebody who abuses women on more than one occasion.
That's why I think that should never have happened. And he should probably, you know,
sue, and how many years ago
sue them for, you know, character defamation.
Defamation of character. Yeah, I would, because
I would definitely do that.
That whole situation happened in 2009 mm-hmm. with the whole Rihanna thing. He went through it. He apologized. He hasn't done it since.
Correct.
So why?
We know of. So
why are you holding that against him?
Right. Why are we? You know, I mean, there's more women in this world dealing with the same abuser over and over and over.
Yeah, so that was with the Ruffles like, thing. So
give him a break.
Give that guy a break. But you know what? That right there is gonna fall into our
send him a lifetime supply of Ruffles.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be
I'd be like, yeah, I want certain flavors though.
Yeah. Well, all the flavors. You want all the flavors.
So but you know what? Now that we're talking about that, that does fall in line with letting things early in a relationship slide that end.
Oh, it absolutely
if you, like,
lead into domestic violence.
Lead into that.
We can talk about that a million times over. It would start with play fighting. Play fighting would get a little too serious. And then little things start to happen. And you think, he really didn't mean that. You know, and then he'll express over concern about how awful that made him feel that he did that. And that wasn't intentional. And then, you know, later down the line, you don't know what happens and it just grows. I've had that turn into slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to go into it from there because
that's what
our topic is.
That's
kind of how it grows and you letting it go.
Yeah, like if you let...
And then one day, you know, your family finds out that that's why you have a broken rib and a black eye that you've been covering, saying, I hit myself with something or my kid hit me with something. Like, yeah, no.
So, you know, when you let things slide early, as we're talking about, like if you name calling.
Ooh, yeah, the jokes that... Underlining,
like yo, shut up, yo, you know, like joke. If you started off with like, all right, man, yo, shut up, stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it starts off with shut up, stupid.
Yeah,
and then that turns into fuck you, bitch.
Yeah,
or, you know what I mean, or see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, you're nothing.
You know what I mean, you're not. Yeah, that's why you know you.
Nobody wants you. What you talking about? You know,
that's why I always say nip that. Stuff in the bud.
No, you walk away. You don't nip it. You walk away.
You know what I'm saying? I do. You are right.
No respect.
You do. You are right. You definitely do walk away. But if you know, if we're gonna like be real, how many women do you actually think would walk away?
It depends on the character of the women. It really does. And I think it also depends on the situation the woman may have gone through in a relationship prior to that person. I can speak on seeing it with family, you know, how different scenarios you get around them and it's like this. And then nobody says anything about it. And that family member just keeps doing it. Oh, it's just family. That's just your cousin. Oh, don't worry about it. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then it's like a major form of bullying. So, I mean, it is one of those things. If you don't stop it right there and then, it's going to continue.
Now, speaking on what you were just saying, how it depends on the character of a woman and, you know, what she had gone through in the previous relationship.
Yeah.
But sometimes that affects the relationship you're in now. Perfect example. I'm about to bring up this same story. All right. Remember I told you the story about the woman who was like, you know, like I was joking around with her. I was just like, oh my God, like we have that in common. Oh man, you know, I should go get you a ring. I should go get you a ring now.
Okay. Yeah.
And then later, like, the next day, she was like, sent me a message and, you know, like, oh, you said that, you know, like I had said, like, something, just so long ago.
Basically, you were going to marry her. So she.
Yeah, no, so I didn't even.
Marry her.
Yeah, so I was, it was more like, which I learned to stop doing, right? I was like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, damn, I should make you my girl. You know what I mean? And then we were talking, said something else. I was like, yo, you like that too? Like, we have that in common? Oh, I never thought another woman had that in common. Yo, man, I need to get you a ring now. All sarcasm.
I've had men say that to me in a manner like yourself, where it's funny. I personally wouldn't take it as, I would just be like, yeah, see, this is why, you know, we're together now. Where's my ring? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would come with a now, coat bag. And you're like, I'm size 9.
Yeah, so that, play along. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know, then, you know.
That just lets you know that the person has interest in you because she finds that you have things in common.
But then afterwards, after she left, she like sent me a message and she was like, you know, oh, you know, you said, you know, I just met you. You said you wanted to make me your girl, that you were going to buy me a ring. That's control. And I'm not going to be in that. You know, I was in a relationship where I was abused and controlled. And I was like, what? I'm reading this. I'm like, what the heck? This woman's talking about.
About it. I bet the person she was in the last relationship started off where he was like, that's it, you're mine.
Well, she was married to him.
Well, I bet you didn't ask how far into the relationship they got married.
Not
he probably proposed like 3 months in. And that's why she's probably like, oh my God, no, I can't do it. No.
I mean, I get it. But that goes. So, but okay.
Divorced.
But you see, but that goes with, you know, the whole, if you let things slide early, it may ruin the relationship later. And then you were saying, well, it depends on the character of the woman, of what she went through before. Okay, so because of what she went through before, it's like, okay, well, now you took that out on me.
Yeah.
And, you know, because in your mind, you're like, oh, that's a red flag early.
Yeah, because that should have been also not just a red flag. It shouldn't have been a red flag for her. But it would be a red flag for her, because if, like we're saying, that she probably was in a controlling relationship, that was a trigger. That was a trigger, and maybe not necessarily you are controlling. However, it was a trigger to her because she's experienced something quite like that. And it made her think about whatever it was that she went through that she didn't like and how it made her feel. And she said right away, no. So I give her kudos for that, because she's following her body. She's listening to herself and she needs to heal. So maybe that's what was needed to be said for her to see it herself. Like, why am I dating? I shouldn't be dating. Maybe, you know, that would be the hopes and what God is out here doing to people. But no. I don't know, but it just, to me, that's the way I can understand it now.
I mean, ladies,
you did tell me the story before. I think it's on our podcast. You mentioned it before.
Yeah.
I just feel like now I'm more understanding to where her feelings were at the time when you said that, and how it made her feel the next day, how she kind of cut you off like that.
But this falls in with communication.
Right. So she's not willing to communicate that to you because she's too afraid and she jumped back. So then that's to you also a red flag on her, but she didn't even give you time to even deal with that. So you kind of moved on anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily fit into what our topic is, I guess. Because it wasn't.
Yeah, true. It doesn't fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you both kind of cut it off at the beginning. You didn't give it time to grow while it still had its thorns in its side.
Okay, you know what? So, here's a better, you know, question. What have you let slide early that ruined the relationship later on?
Finances.
Okay, bring it up. Tell us the story.
When I met a certain someone, I was under the impression that they were okay for themselves and they were doing well for themselves and that they were up there making money because they were around a lot of people and around a lot of things and always busy. So I thought that we could cohesively be in a relationship and it wouldn't be me as a single mom anymore. This is a very, very, very long time ago, by the way. And, you know, when you find out that other person's finances are far below what you have for expectations in a relationship, it can be really tricky to maneuver. And there's only so long you can deal with it. And I know it's one of those things where they talk about, it's horrible that I'm saying this because I never broke up with anybody for money. Like, I don't even enter relationships for money. That's just not who I am. I'm about character, connections, intelligence, emotions, passion. That's what I'm about. I'm not about, you know, you drive a fancy car and you have to make this much money to date me. Because I'm not even at that level. Like, how can I expect, you know, to date somebody at that level? I'm not even here yet. I couldn't do it for a long period of time. It was a lot of weight that I carried and things weren't getting easier. And I was continuing to see that I was doing it more so on my own than the other person was willing to participate. And so that was an ultimatum of mine on how I let things go.
So how do you ruin a relationship?
Well, things just because even with the communication and the person clicked. So finding out that the person wasn't making this, but they were putting a lot of effort into it. They weren't willing to change their mindset on gaining money and doing something else. I invested lots of money and lots of time into this person to build a business because I'm very ambitious. I'm always about that. I've always been entrepreneurial mindset. And I've tried to make several different businesses with this person. And it would drive me into the hole. So I just couldn't do it anymore. And that's kind of, for me, how I was letting things slide until I couldn't let things slide anymore. But I didn't want to lose the person off of the foundation that we had set just because of some money. But after time and time and time, and you realize what you're doing to bend backwards and move left sideways all at one time, you just can't do it. And so, yeah, that's how things kind of were bad for me. Oh, and the cleaning is another thing.
Ooh, yes, that was my thing. That's what I was about to get into.
Big deal. So, okay, I grew up with a mom who has OCD, and she cleaned the home 3 times in a row. She had this way of doing it, and it was 3 times in a row, and all kinds of chemicals and everything. You couldn't be in the house. You weren't allowed to be in the house. She had to clean because nobody could clean like her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I adopted all those traits, but I did get a sense of, you know, when I grew up and kind of had my first child at 18, I had to be clean too, right? Because why would you want your child in a dirty home? And so I've always been big on, if this is here and I'm cleaning and everything is here, I have a place for everything. So if you pick something up and you take it and you play with it, blah, 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 guess where it has to go? It has to go back to the place you first got it from.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is like this, but I'm like that. And it just drives me bananas. And it's like, okay, you don't want to put your dirty clothes in the hamper that's next to the dirty clothes, you know, and in the beginning of the relationship, you're picking things up. You know, you're kind of doing it. I'm just going to clean. This is my house anyway. I'm just going to clean. I'm just going to this. I'm just going to that. But then when you start noticing, okay, it's been 6-7 months and they still can't get it together.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Oh, man. That's like perfect with, you know, my story.
Okay.
What I let slide early was dating this woman who, you know, I think like the first time I went to her apartment, I just saw how dirty and messy it was.
Ooh.
Like, her room was cluttered. You know what I mean? Cluttered.
That's a huge red flag. And I ignored one of those too.
Cluttered, and it had like,
did it look like those hoarder houses on TV?
No, not as bad as that. Oh. That I would have ran for the hills. I mean, but it was, room was cluttered. messy dresser drawer had like, you know, powder all over it. And like her dresser and like bedside tables had, you know, like weed ashes.
Oh,
you know, all over
it. All over the place.
And then, I can't even talk about the kitchen. Oh my
God. Oh no, the kitchen.
It was a nightmare. I was like, why do I feel like I'm in a scene from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh.
All right. It was just.
That is disgusting.
Kitty litter stinking. Right. Kitty litter on the floor.
Oh.
Because, oh, that's
horrible.
I'm trying to make sure I don't.
Cats
I'm
trying to will say, only trying to do make that sure. because they don't go in their own filth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm trying to like edit what I say so I don't say no names.
Yes.
Right.
They.
But she was like, that's her cat, which is her daughter's. Yeah. You know, and so she's able to clean it. And so I go, you've been letting it sit there for how long? You know what I mean? Like, get on her ass about it and mm-hmm. clean it.
Probably since they had the cat.
Or, you know, or do something. Or you clean it. I can't, you know what? Like, I can't even begin to, like, paint a picture of
it's already painting itself in my brain. It
was fruit flies everywhere. It was just.
It sounds like the stuff I've seen on TV.
Oh, yes. Her excuse was she has ADD.
And everybody in the world pretty much does.
And I'm like, I have ADD too, but I know how to control it. You know, like, what do you. And her other thing, she has like depression.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, cool.
To you on that,
so I was like, cool, I get it, but go get help.
Yeah. It's like, how bad do you need your kid to live in this stuff?
Like, and her kid wasn't a kid. Her kid was 18 years old.
That's even worse.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
That's even worse. So now she taught her daughter no skills.
Her daughter's always mess too.
I can imagine what the hygiene is like. Are they showering every day?
So, I'll say they didn't smell.
So they at least showered, but what are they? But is there. Did you go and look in the bathroom at all?
Bathroom was messy too.
It looked like it hadn't been cleaned in like 6-7.
You're talking about like 15 different shampoo, empty shampoo bottles all over the place.
The trash.
Huh?
And they need to throw them in the trash.
That's what I didn't get. You know? So letting that slide, because, you know, I looked at it like, all right, well, maybe it's a phase, or maybe they'll get over it. It just got worse. I mean, because then she ended up moving into like another apartment, right? And she was like, when I move into this apartment, it's going to be different. I'm not going to let it get out of hand like I did this apartment, because this new apartment is neater. It's in a nicer neighborhood. I'm like, all right, cool.
God help them. What? Lord.
What? No. It was just as bad. It was just as bad, you know, and to me, that was like, you know, this is the straw that broke the camel's back for me. All right. You know, let me give y'all a warning. This is going to get a little, when I say gross, I'm not going to make it gross. But if you have an imagination, it'll be like, ew. All right. So
I'm preparing.
All right. You know, same thing with the kitty litter. Okay. So I'm like, yo, can I go, you know, I'm drenched, you know what I mean? Because I had went to ref. Okay.
Oh,
so,
God.
So I'm like, yo, can I use your washing machine? Because I want to, you know, I don't just want to dry it because I don't want to smell like rain. Give me wash it and let me dry it. She's like, yeah, go downstairs. So I go down there and I'm like, whoa, how am I going to wash this? Because there's like cat turd all over the floor. In front of the washing machine. And I'm like, what the? So I go up and I'm like, yo, the cat pooped all over the floor. Like, oh, well, yeah, he doesn't want to go in the kitty litter. The kitty litter is probably full. So why don't you empty it out? I don't get it. Like, You see the problem. You see the issue, but you're not doing anything about it.
Because she is the issue.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And then, so there's that.
Yeah.
And then the bathroom, you know, I go in the bathroom to shower and I'm just like, oh, no, hell no. I was like, okay, well, I'm not showering here because cat.
Pooped all in the tub?
On the side of it. On like it was. And you know, in the carpet, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, and I was like, yo, what's going on here? And she goes, She goes, oh, the cat like pooped and it got stuck to its butt. So it was trying to get it off.
This is why I really like, I hardcore fight with my daughters to make sure that they are not going to live a life like that.
Oh, yes, please.
My youngest daughter, her grandmother is a hoarder. So we understand what that looks like. She's, you know, she has people right now helping her, keeping it clean. But yeah.
But yeah, but
she didn't have animals.
So basically the reason why I ruined it is because I let that slide. You know what I mean? For however long. And first it was making me very uncomfortable to be over there. Yeah. Because, you know, my skin always felt itchy. I felt dirty. Once again, she smoked a lot of weed. A lot of weed. And I can't stand,
herself so high she couldn't even do a thing because she was
personally,
like, what was she adding to it?
I personally think with the weed, when you smoke that much weed, it has no effect on you anymore.
You're doing that much. It's all coming from your head. You don't need that much. It's all in your head.
No, you don't. So that was the other thing that bothered me. You know what I mean? I can't be with no woman that smokes a lot of weed. Mm-hmm. If she could smoke weed, she could smoke weed, overdose.
It's a social environment thing, or at night when I just want to unwind. You know, and I don't often have it. Sometimes I go a month without it, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I'm okay with my, you know, my girlfriend smoking weed, you know, but it's overdose of it.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, leaving, and once again, leaving blunt ashes.
Oh, that's, you know, like, disgusting. You have to, to me, it's just dirty. And you know what? When I used to be, work at this church in East Boston after bingo night, my cousin and I, we would get paid and we would have to clean the tables and everything. Hundreds of tables filled with nasty ashtrays, cigarettes overpiled and all that stuff. I can't stand cigarettes. So just to even have the ash around and a high pile of the ash, it just brings me back to the past.
Let's see.
I don't like it. It's gross.
And, you know, and because of the fact that I seen that the very first time I went to her place and let that slide.
Yeah.
It got worse. And how did it ruin the relationship?
You had to walk away.
I walked away.
You had to. Yeah.
No phone call, no nothing. Just poof. Disappeared.
Yep. I love ghosting. No, it's not the right thing to do, but I think it's easier. It's just so much easier.
And then you know what? You want to know the funny thing?
Attachments. I don't need you.
And you want to know the funny thing? So I posted a meme or something. This is back around my birthday. I posted a meme, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it. It was like a meme saying, "Love is not dating. Love is not sex. Love is not whatever. Mm-hmm. Love is being there for somebody when they're at their worst, accepting them, you know, at their worst,
non-judgment,
all that."
Yeah.
She goes into my inbox.
Humility.
She goes into my inbox, right? And she, you know, obviously takes, you know, what I posted and said, "Oh, you could talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. This is false advertisement."
That's what the girl whose apartment looked like said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could have said,
she goes, happy birthday. And I was like, I didn't say nothing because I'm just like, yo, I'm not going to entertain this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to entertain this because I know me. Once I get started,
yep.
You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to turn me off because I would have gone on and on and on. Like, yo,
clean the cat poop. Yeah. Clean the cat poop. from the back.
You know what? Get rid of the cats, period. Okay? Because this cat was disgusting. You know, she, you know what I mean? She was, oh, she bragged about it. It's a Maine Coon.
My mom had a Maine Coon. The owner of the cat is my brother, and that those things are vicious.
Like, that's all she ever bragged about. All she ever bragged about is a Maine Coon. Like it was such a prize. And I'm just kidding. I don't give a what kind of cat this is. I don't care if it was a puma.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was like, yo.
If it was Nala,
and I was like, listen,
gotta go.
And I was like, and the exact right. And I was like, all right, it's a Maine Coon. And I was like, and the dogs across the street is two Rottweilers and two French Bulldogs. They'll eat this cat. What are you like? And
right.
What are you telling me? But you know, I could have easily just been like, oh, I don't walk the walk.
And
like,
open the door.
Like I don't walk the walk. Like yo, hold up. Hold up. You had dishes piled. I could have just gone on and on and on about it, right? The other straw that broke the camel's back for me was I had like one of those Yeti cups.
Yes.
Right? But I, you know, it was one that I got from like Walgreens. Hella
expensive now. The bar burned down.
But I got it from Walgreens.
And the Stanley cup was still there.
I mean, this is way before Stanley cup. Way before Stanley cup.
Yeah, before they became.
You know what I mean?
Now it's like an insane.
This is when like Yeti's like first. When Yeti's first came out.
People.
This is when Yeti's first came out. So I'm like, yo. Because of the fact that you keep all your dishes piled up in here and I never have anything to drink out of, this is my cup right here. And I'm going to keep this cup clean. I'm going to put it up here. Don't use my cup. Yeah, okay, fine. One day I go to use it. Yo, where's my cup? Oh, check the, probably in the sink. I look in the sink. I'm like, I grab it. There's mold growing in it. And I said, yo, who used my cup? Oh, it was probably
someone's
her daughter's boyfriend, whatever. And I'm like, there's mold growing in it.
The only clean cup.
The only clean cup. Do you know what she said to me when I told her there's mold growing in it? That's all right. We could put bleach in it. And I'm supposed to drink out of this cup after you put bleach in it? This bitch is crazy. I was like, I'm good. So that also.
Maybe she should be on that page. People not today.
But you know what, though? I blame that on myself because that's also one of the. You let shit slide early.
Yeah.
Because in early, she showed me the yellow red flags of you don't respect my stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
there's no boundaries for her.
No. But then you want to say I don't walk the walk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We don't.
It's my girlfriend right now. If I walk the walk.
No, what you should have been like, I don't walk the walk in your place with all that cat shit on the floor. Who's walking in there?
That was, and you know what? And that was another thing. Like, you know, since you say that, I was like, I'm only going to stay in this section of the apartment.
Right.
Just here in the living room. That's it. You know what I mean? Yo,
you have to come in a hazmat suit.
You walked up the stairs. When you walked up the stairs. So you walked up. Yo, the same hazmat suits that they used, like those guys had in E.T. when they were carrying E.T. because they were like, look at what he has.
Yeah. He's like.
But you know what, though? It was like. Yeah.
While making sound of
but that right there is, I saw, you know, I saw the sign. I opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. And I let it slide.
Well, Miss
slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Miss Frost.
But in all seriousness, people, when you let stuff like that slide, then it becomes detrimental to the relationship, you know. And but also, that's not to say, you know, I don't want to give people, we don't want to give people the wrong idea. Why are you drinking my soda?
I'm not.
What are you about to do? No, it's not going to be that sound because I already cracked it open. You know what I mean?
I thought we'd do it a second time.
I took like 10 sips out of it. It's not going to do it. Okay. I think if you shake, don't shake it. No, because it won't explode because I know how to open it, but I don't want to get flat. But, you know, I don't want people to think like, you know, oh, okay, so if I see a yellow flag or red flag, I should be out?
No.
Have a conversation with that person.
What's on the flag and how many red flags does each individual have that we can come to an understanding that, you know what, I'm going to compromise on this one yellow flag that may never turn red, but once it starts to get orange, we'll have to communicate about it.
Yes. Have a conversation about it. So, you know, going off of what you're saying, yes, how deep is this red flag?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how dark is this red? If it's one of those red flags, well,
I
mean, like...
I always went yellow, orange, red face.
Yeah. If it's a red flag, like, you know what? This could be talked about.
Right.
It can be, you know, we can overcome it.
Right.
Cool. But if it's one of those like, oh, no, I could see this getting worse.
Every problem has a solution. It just depends on the person. Are they willing to get to the solution? Are they willing to work towards the solution? Are they willing to think about ways to figure out what that solution is and then put action to it? And I think that's the biggest problem is...
Yeah. And you know what, though?
The lacking connection of the effort or the lacking connection of understanding what the other person is going through if you are the red flag. So,
mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's, you know, and that goes with, you know, once again, my fault,
mm-hmm.
because I did have a, you know, conversation like, yo, okay, well, if you're feeling this way, you should go and get help. You should go get meds. And her answer was like, oh, I don't want to take meds because, you know, I forget what excuses she gave me. Then I was like, so you just want to, live like that for the rest of your life?
Some people who really need the meds are the ones that don't want to get on them because they feel different. And the reason they feel different is because their true self is incapable of living in this world. So they have to be highly medicated or medicated in such a way that the chemical imbalance in their brain behaves normally to society and helps you function on an everyday basis. But to you, it doesn't feel normal because your normal is very different.
Yeah. Yep.
Their normal is the mess. Their normal is the mess. That's how they know they're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when it changes to where to us, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
To them, this is unnormal. You know what I mean? It is abnormal. Like, I don't like this. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Good luck. You know? So,
yeah,
it is.
Mental health is a big one. I think also that's why there's a lot of homeless on the street too.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah,
there's a lot of times you see
it's so hard to see because you know they're walking around and they're really psychotically crazy, or you can't really tell if it's the drugs right now, but
it definitely is very hard to see because when I see it. I feel bad.
It's just sad to see.
And I go in depth with the thinking, and I'm like, yo, what if that was me? How would I survive? You know, just living on the street.
You would survive the same way they are.
Yeah, true.
You'd follow suit.
True. I would, you know, I'd probably be one of those people, and this is a fact. If I'm homeless, got nowhere to go, got no family or whatever, I'd rather be in prison.
You'll create a crime just.
Create a crime just so I can go to prison.
So then when they're like, "Why'd you do this?" I'm like, "Well, I'm homeless. I don't know where to go. I'd rather be in prison.
I got housing.
I'd rather eat meals a day.
Three meals a day.
Try to stay out of trouble.
Three meals a day. I get health insurance.
You would be tried.
I get medical
muscles. You'd be tried.
Well, that's okay. I know that, but and I know like depending on what the crime is, or you're gonna be locked up for whatever the crime is for how many ever years. Guess what? That's how many ever years I'm going to have a roof over my head. Three meals a day. I'm going to exercise. You know, I'm going to have medical. I'm going to have access to education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prison is, you know, bad.
Oh, you might also get some pen pals with some females that might put you on later. And then you have to go to jail to be homeless.
Well, there's a whole other.
There's a lot of ladies that love incarcerated men.
That's a whole other
especially
topic.
Men that look like you.
All you gotta do is send one prison pic of you in prison with my shirt off, or it's a wrap.
I know.
When you get out, you got a place to stay.
I'm yours, baby.
Like, ah, you know, I got 25, right? 25 to life.
How much ramen you need this week?
Yo, I can live off ramen. Stop. I'd be like, yo, how much ramen?
No, but listen, I hear that there are a lot of good recipes out there that these folks in lockup are creating.
No, they are.
Bomb-ass recipes. I think they need to be putting it into a cookbook.
Yo, listen, I was... I was in jail one time. Prison and jail are two different things.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So because I didn't pay a fine, so I got picked up. It was a long weekend.
You have to.
You know what I mean? They did it on purpose.
I honestly, I'm gonna lock you up and you're gonna go to jail and you can't come out until you pay.
Okay. So it wasn't until I pay. Yeah, it was you didn't pay. So we put a warrant. There's a warrant for your arrest. Mm-hmm. You have to see the judge. Oh, by the way, today's Friday. Monday's a holiday. You see the judge on Tuesday.
Oh, so yeah, they did that for fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's always for fun.
Absolutely.
You know, on Friday night.
But I was in there and I met a couple dudes. You know what I mean? Yo, I got a crazy story about this guy who's like,
his baby mom?
Baby mother would purposely get him
like arrested
on the long weekends.
Ooh, so he couldn't go out there and do anything without her.
You know what I mean? Well, they weren't together.
Right.
So it was just
she didn't want him being with another woman out there.
I think it was more, from what he told me, it was just more, that was her way of, you know, like sticking it to him, to, like, you know, to get back at him. Now I'm just like,
maybe. I mean, he would know
better. I don't even, you know what I mean? I might be gonna, you know, say what I said, you know what I mean? It's whatever. But, yeah, so, you know, when I was in there, you know, met like three guys, you know, they were cool. Their stories were sad. You know what I mean? I was like, I hope y'all get out. But he was like, yo, you hungry? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, you know, we got ramen. I'm like, yeah, I eat ramen. I'm thinking just boil it, put your little seasoning, boom, here you go. Nah, they chefed it. With the ramen.
Mm-hmm. They probably put some Slim Jims.
They did! Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, looking at this, I'm like, yo, this looks... I'm like, man, I wish. I go, if I wasn't locked up, I'd be like, yo, can I get some more? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I was like, damn, that really be... Now you see why a homeless man would be like, I'd rather be locked up.
Yep.
You know, and I watch a lot of... it's a show called Lock Up. It's old, but they have all these reruns.
It also comes back full circle to the reason why the government chooses not to fully fund homeless people to the point where they can house them, because it's all about money.
Yep. Another topic. You know, so I definitely say, you know, letting stuff, you know, slide early will ruin the relationship later. And your example was great, was perfect, financial. And my example was definitely perfect also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's lots. I mean, I got stories for days let stuff slide early and later on.
Good points. We definitely hit some good points.
Those two things right there are the top.
Yeah.
From things you let slide early. Yeah. You know, and as far as like all the other stuff goes, that's serious.
Annoying things. Other things, I feel like there could be a lot of a little annoying things. Like someone who doesn't like to hear somebody crunching. Someone who eats with their mouth open. I feel you have to say something right away.
Yeah, but how does that ruin the relationship?
Because there are real serious weird people up there.
Like, you know what? I look at it like this. I look at it like, if I were to be, you know, like mad or upset.
How in love am I towards this person that I don't like to look at somebody who's eating with their mouth open every single day, but I love them so much I'm willing to let it slide. And then one day I don't like them anymore. And now that's the highest irritation that they can.
I mean, you got a point. You got a point, because then when they argue, that's when it starts going. You know, and I hate the way you chew. Like, how you
it's the
eat with your mouth open.
Never pick up after yourself. And when are you going to do the dishes?
Like, hey, listen.
I asked you 3 days ago to do the dishes.
We went this long where I didn't do the dishes and you let it slide. But yep. now you want to yeah. bring it up and make an issue out of it because yep. now we're at war?
Yep.
Nah. Yep. Sorry. You know, so, you know, communication.
Yep, yep. And that's why non-communication is a major flag.
Oh, big time. Any man or woman that's constantly always saying, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. In my opinion,
yes,
I'm out.
Yeah. You know, I do that for a 24-hour period. I tell everyone.
And that's fine.
I tell everyone this. I don't want to talk about it. You cannot push me to talk about it. I will and I refuse. You got to give me an entire 24 hours to sit with myself, process everything, and understand every party before I can come back and deliver our conversation conducively. Otherwise, I'm defensive and we get nowhere.
And that's great. It should be like that because I'm like that too. You know, there's been times where I'm like, you want to talk about it? Cool. We'll talk about it tomorrow. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I'm hot right now.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't want to say things out of emotion, out of
anger. Exactly. Because then you're like, and you with your ugly socks. Just saying something stupid.
Yeah, I'd be like, you and that
yep.
big ass dog that's always drooling.
Yeah.
Just saying little things slobbering on me.
A Siberian sheepdog today.
What?
A Siberian sheepdog.
What about it?
Huge. Those dogs are huge.
Well, because it's Siberian and it's a sheep. And that's two mixes. Both are big. You put them together.
Really,
it's huge.
I never really thought about it until I saw. Oh, I keep knocking over this mic. I never really thought about it until I saw the dog today. He's so loving. Those in TJ Maxx. In TJ Maxx, you can bring your dog. As long as they're on a leash and they're good.
Yeah, them things are massive.
So loving. It was this one. This one. Look just like that.
That thing is
huge.
It is huge. That looks like the dog from Sandlot.
Oh, Sandlot, yes.
Where they were like the bark is going over the fence.
All the dirt and everything got everybody covered. She was saying that she had two of them at one point. One got sick and, you know, she had to put it down. But she had two at one point. And I said, oh, you must have a really large space at home for your dogs this large. And she's like, actually, no, we lived in a 2-bedroom condo. She's like, it was really small. The dogs took up all the space.
Yo, you have a dog like that. You gotta buy a house.
But I was like, this dog is big. She's like, but the dog is. She's like, it's so lovable and stupid. Yeah, so cute. I was like, Aurora, this is the only dog I would get. And then she's like, for real?
All that hit?
This dog?
Yeah,
I said, you know what?
This
is the only dog we're going to have today here at TJ Maxx.
I was about to say, because if you told Aurora, can I actually get this dog? We like, if you can afford it.
Yeah, no.
How much you can go for?
Well, the lady and I had a conversation in front of my daughter about, you know, having a dog is really serious. And if you're going to really own a dog, it's like a child. You really have to, you know, think about all your circumstances. And I told my daughter, I said, I'm not working full time right now. I can't.
You gotta let them out. You gotta let the dog out 3 times a day.
I said, I'm barely taking care of the cat. Thank God the cat only eats twice a day. Breakfast and dinner, that's all he gets.
Yeah, having a dog is it's a pet, but it's like taking care of another human being.
It is, yeah. Only this one goes outside.
And they're expensive. You know what I mean?
Vet bills are not easy. There's no insurance.
Yeah, I feel like vet bills are more expensive than human
because
you're paying out of pocket.
Yeah.
The moment you walk through that door, $400. Now, what is it that you want?
Yeah.
Like, what do you need? Oh,
that's
the dog.
Why I'm like, if the cat's like bleeding half to death, I'm sorry, but you might have to bleed half to death at the house.
And I'm like that.
I'm not taking it.
We're probably gonna have to let it die.
Yeah, like Sorry, but how much is it to what is it put to sleep? What's the
euthanize?
Yeah, that's it.
No, you know what? I was talking to my
how much to fix this?
I was talking to my sister one time. I was talking to my sister. I think it was
two. And that's what normally people do, and it's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister like 2-3 months ago, and I was like, "Hey, does you know my niece? Does she still have that guinea pig?"
Mm-hmm.
And she just got into the story about it. Yeah, I got another one. It's a long story. Long story short, had to take it to a vet, and she was like, "That vet bill just for the guinea pig." I'm like, I can imagine, but at the end of the day, they had to get the guinea pig euthanized.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she was like, you don't want to know how much that cost me. And I'm like, better off just like, hey, never mind. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything crazy, and I don't want PETA coming after me.
No animals were harmed in this.
No animals were harmed, all right?
Not even the cat.
As much as I don't like them, I wouldn't do anything to harm them. I'm just more of the like, I'm not going to pay no attention. Keep it from around me. Yes. That's it with that.
So we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And if you have any comments or if you have any life experiences that you'd like to share with us.
More questions.
As you know, you can find us on Facebook at
The Good and Bad Podcast Show.
That's right.
Right. Until next week.
We out.
Enjoy your weekend.